Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneer, a show that we started at Sales Intel to help the community learn from the practitioners, from leaders, and from the experts how to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business. Today, I have Johan from ProcessMaker with me. Johan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Manoj. Thank you.
So Johan, to start, why don't you, we start with an introduction about you, ProcessMaker, and how in your current role you impact the pipeline generation for ProcessMaker.
Yeah, so myself, Johan Abadi, I'm the CMO of ProcessMaker. I've been with the company for 18 months now. Unusual career. I am a scientist originally, and I'm very much an accidental marketer, but fumbled my way into marketing and using data-driven processes to create pipeline. Mm-hmm. Been, you know, doing pretty well at it. I don't know, the sales team who are working with me would tell you whether or not I'm doing well. Not always, but most of the time I think I help them. What really ProcessMaker does is we help companies automating some of the processes that they have. Some of them can be very very easy, very basic, onboarding of a customer, onboarding of employees, invoice processing, you know, the CFO office like nitty gritty things, and other processes are mission critical and very specific. And we help align not only their existing tech stack with these processes, we help them get more out of their existing tech stack and help them be more productive, get more out of their day, removing as many manual tasks as possible from the day-to-day operations.
Got it. That's great, Johan. Last year was tough, right, for a lot of companies. You know, yeah. We didn't have enough pipeline. Lots of companies just did not hit their numbers. When you look back at 2023, is there something that jumps out to say, you know what, I wish I'd done this thing differently?
Yeah, I think last year, one of the things that that killed us last year was CAC. It just went crazy.
Yeah.
It's harder. It's more expensive to advertise. It's harder to reach the people you want to reach. And it takes longer to close a deal. More people are involved in the sales process, and more and more buyers don't want to interact with salespeople until they are ready to buy.
Yes.
So, you know, seeing all of this, there are a few things that I would do differently. We will try to do differently in 2024. Is self-service is definitely. Definitely, one of the focuses that everyone should have. Don't describe what you do, show them what you do.
Yeah.
If you have free trials, if you have demos, if you have videos, it's probably a lot better than sharing a white paper or a case study.
I love it. Don't describe, but show them. I love that.
Don't tell, just show. And yeah. And self-serve also is a big one. I really have the time in my day-to-day, you're probably even worse than I am, to spend 45 minutes on a call.
Yep.
To figure out whether or not something is going to work. So give me the ability to get this instant gratification to validate whether or not I want to work with you more easily on my own time.
Yep.
Say.
Oh, I love it.
Focus on that.
Love it. That's great. So 2024 here, new budgets, new year, new initiatives. Is there something other than the self-service part that you learned from the last year that you're excited about? Is there a new experiment that you are doing for 2024 that will generate more pipeline for ProcessMaker?
There are a few things. I always try to put a few lines, if you will, to see what gets some traction. So social selling, I think is becoming bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. When you are looking at engagement that companies are getting on their social media outlets is, yeah, all of the employees are engaging with the content. You don't see a lot of external people engaging with the content. But what you're seeing is the influencers within your company and with their networks than your company page. So I would work, if I were with Sales Intel, I would work with you and with your profile to really pull people in and leverage your network to pull people in. What it does is you have credibility. You have been interacting with these people. They trust you. Mm-hmm. There is already an amount of trust that you can leverage there. And their CAC is way lower than whatever advertising I would spend on the Google or LinkedIn.
That's true.
So I would do more of this. Another thing that I've always been big on is intent. So I started with intent. So it's 4 years ago, over 4 years ago now. And it's getting better and better. But I think if you are doing intent only with Bombora, it's not enough. Being able to, I call it triangulation. So do first party intent plus Bombora plus G2 plus whatever other resource you
There's
have,
never,
and you will weed out
too much of intent, right?
Exactly, but you have to take out the false negatives. You have to, you really have to focus on real intent. So if someone is going on your website, but also is looking at some of the topics that you are following on Bombora and has been on G2 checking out some of your competitors, it's probably real.
Yes.
They are probably in market. So I'm trying to modernize to get a little more accurate with the intent signals that we are leveraging and that we are pushing towards our SDRs or our AE so that we're more timely with our outreach. Because, you know, I think all demand gen experts, I don't think I'm putting myself in that bucket yet, but we all think about the great cadences, the perfect subject on the email, the right first sentence to make sure that we have the right hook for them to want to read more. But when you think about it, at the essence of it, the root of everything is timing. If you reach someone at the right time, your chances of getting a call increases massively.
Yep.
The best email, the best subject line, the best case study at the wrong time won't get you anywhere.
True. It's all about timing in life.
It's all about timing. Think about relationships. It's just relationships, right? You meet your wife at the wrong time, it's not happening.
Yes.
It's just not happening. So this is why I really believe about intent. And the last thing I would say that I have tested, and you and I have discussed this before, is a lot more people are coming on your website and they will not convert.
Yes.
Because they know that as soon as they share the contact information with you, they are going to get bombarded with emails. They are going to get a social media request on LinkedIn to connect, and they will get some phone calls. And, you know, some of these are helpful. Some of these contacts or outreaches are helpful, but most of them are noise and even irritating. And so people don't submit forms anymore until they are ready. So they anonymizing the traffic that comes on your website is something that I have dabbled with since the beginning of the year. And there is one tool that I would recommend people take a look at. It's called retention.com. And Adam Robinson and Santosh Sharan.
Yeah, Santosh is a dear friend. The dear friend.
Yeah, I mean, super smart. I mean, if you want to know about social selling, these two guys are doing a very good job at it.
Yes.
And retention, de-anonymizing your traffic is actually helping, getting you some intent signals, first party intent signal, people going on your website
right.
That you can leverage. So
That's great. So 2024, the big things for you are social selling and double down on intent.
Exactly. And show, don't tell.
Show people
what they want to see. You know, give them the information that they need. They have questions, provide the answers. Ask your sales team, what are the top questions you always get?
Yep.
Your SDR team, what are the top questions you always get? And make sure you address this right on in the first interaction.
Makes sense. Makes sense. This is very, very good insights, Johan. Johan, we're going to switch the gears here and play an interactive game. I'm going to share my screen with you here. So here on the screen, you see you have 100 pennies and you get to spend these 100 pennies across multiple channels that will result into pipeline generation. As we know, the generating pipeline, you know, takes multiple experiments from different channels. So how would you, in your role, invest your 100 pennies in 2024 to generate the most optimal pipeline for Process Maker?
Got it. Fun game. Thank you. I would put 30 pennies into customer-led growth.
Wow. I love it. You know what? Why don't leverage the customers who already believe in your solutions and are paying for that?
I mean, CAC is a problem.
Yes.
You have some contacts. Ask for referrals. Make sure you upsell, cross-sell. So let's do more of this.
Yeah, I love it. And,
I mean, it depends on the companies, but with the earlier stages, I would definitely put 20 pennies into a founder.
So make the founder be the evangelist, right? And go evangelize the brand, the solution.
Correct. Leverage the network. And I would go beyond this. It should be probably the C-level people or the influencer in your companies that you should work with to leverage their networks and the trust factor, the trust that they've established with all of their contacts.
This is awesome.
I would put two into a sales-led growth. I mean, there is no other way around it. If you can't do a good job,
without investing in sales,
yes. If you don't do this, you know, I partnership led growth. I would put definitely 10 in there.
Yeah.
I have two. I have 20 more pennies. I love PLG, but it's very hard to do well, especially with enterprise level solution like we're offering. So we're doing it.
Yeah.
I think we are learning. We are as we go. But it would depend on the company I'm with. If you have an app, I think product led growth makes total sense. If you have enterprise solution, I think it's really, really hard to do. Integration is so important, so key that. So, can you give me an idea? Are we an app or are we an enterprise level solution?
This is your 100 pennies, and for Process Maker, you are enterprise level solution. Yet you have figured out a creative way to provide PLG experience.
That's right. Okay, that's for me. Okay.
So we can go ahead and put pennies if you like.
For sure, I would do some PLG. We are doing some testing there.
Sure.
Community led growth. Definitely.
Yeah.
Reach people where they are at. Make sure that you give them some answers to some of the or some tips on some of the problems that they want to solve, and it helps you build your brand. It helps you establish credibility and familiarity with your brand. So why don't I do events? I can never measure the impact of my events. I would like to focus my cash on things that I can measure as much as I can. And to me, marketing and sales go hand in hand. I always tell my marketing team, we're part of the sales team. We're all in sales, as a matter of fact. So, and when it comes to brand, you always want to build your brand. But I think that in order to be successful in this world, your sole focus should be on your customer. CLG is your path to
customer-led growth is your path.
Customer-led growth. Yeah, I would put even 50 pennies on this if I were very, very confident that I have all of this addressed correctly.
This is great. This is great. I want to take a pause here for a second and show you your pennies, how you have invested your pennies, and compare them against how the community has invested their 100 pennies. When you look at this comparison of your the two areas that stand out are customer-led growth and the founder-led growth compared to how the community is, you know, making the bets of their 100 pennies. Is this something that surprises you?
Customer-led growth. Am I the only one or one of the few that would put pennies there? Maybe their CACs are fine. Maybe they have already maximized sales within their existing customer base. Maybe founder-led also. I'm surprised by this.
Not many founders want to or have the bandwidth or are capable of getting out there and evangelizing the brand, evangelizing the product, right?
It's true. But you have more tools now that allow you to do this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things that is happening is ghostwriting is becoming better and better. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you want to take ownership of the profile of the founder, but you establish the goals, you establish the tone that should be used, the type of content that should be posted, and then you leverage it.
Let someone help you. That's awesome.
Exactly. Automate some of these things. Yes, for sure. I mean, sales-led growth. I mean, yeah, sales-led growth, of course. But I think when everyone zig, I think at some point you zag.
You zag. This is awesome. This is awesome, Johan. Thank you so much for sharing the insights with the community. I'm sure the community is going to benefit from this immensely. And I would love to come back in a few months and see how your bets on the founder-led growth as well as the customer-led growth at Process Maker are playing out.
Sounds like a plan. I hope I'm successful.
Thank you. We too. Good luck.